Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Grant Molloy Smith, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
And I'm gonna take these hands, I'm gonna catch the wind and tame the fire, and I will shape this land and lift her up into the sky. And I will not fail, I will not beg, I will not plead. And I'm gonna make things right, I will not fall, I will not cede. I'm the boy who built the moon.
Thank you.
Daddy, don't go, said the grown-up child. Why can't we sit together for a while? Your eyes are tired, Lord, the things they've seen. I wish you'd squeeze my hand and stay with me. But Daddy, if you have to go, save me a place in heaven. Forever never ends, I'll be with you again, I know. Daddy, if you have to go, save me a place in heaven. I'm not scared anymore, Daddy, if you have to go. We spent that day talking about the past, the time I took your truck and run her out of gas. We laughed and cried and we traded memories. I saw my life through your eyes, smiling back at me. But Daddy, if you have to go, save me a place in heaven. Forever never ends, I'll be with you again, I know. Daddy, if you have to go, save me a place in heaven. I'm not scared anymore, Daddy, if you have to go. We fell into silence as the shadows climbed the wall. Watched your chest arise, and with each breath I watched it fall. I thought about my mama, and I knew you missed her too. Taken way too early, but you'll be there with her soon. So Daddy, if you have to go, save me a place in heaven. Forever never ends, I'll be with you again, I know. Daddy, if you have to go, save me a place in heaven. I'm not scared anymore, Daddy, if you have to go. I'm not scared anymore, Daddy, go. I ain't scared anymore, Daddy, go.
Thank you.
So you're married. Did you ever parent? We talked about your parents. Have you parented yourself?
I have. I have three great kids. They're all in their 20s now. And my daughter lives in Philadelphia. She graduated college several years ago, and she is an environmental scientist. She's got the brains and the beauty. My two boys. So the daughter's the middle one. The older of the two sons is 29. Wow, it's hard to believe he's 29. Wow. He's great in computers. He has a job doing that kind of stuff. And the youngest one is a 24 boy. He probably takes the most after me. He's very musical. He's a drummer. way better than I ever could imagine being a drummer. He's really good, and he has a variety of jobs that he's working at now, but he's a really good musician.
Does he want to pursue that, do you think?
He might. He could make a living at it.
Would you back him up if he couldn't make a living at it?
Well, yeah.
Like your parents did for you?
Of course. Yeah, you gotta do that for your kids.
There's never been a day I didn't fall in love with you again. When I try to change, it's like I'm pushing back the wind. There's always something wrong living in this world. Sometimes folks don't feel like they belong. We've gotta talk them in, 'cause they're just pushing back the wind. I put these hands to work each day. They're rough and they show my age, but I held our babies gentle and true, like the way that I held, like the way that I held you. We're far from where we came, working in these fields, breathing in this air. When I pray for rain, it's like I'm pushing back the wind. I put these hands to work each day. They're rough and they show my age, but I held our babies gentle and true, like the way that I held, like the way that I held you. So let me say again, living without you, that's like pushing back the wind.
Thank you. Thank you. This next song is called Echtathamco, which in the Choctaw language means have strength. And don't worry, I don't really speak Choctaw, but I was educated by some great people down there at the tribe headquarters down in Oklahoma. I wanted to include a song about the Native Americans on my Dust Bowl record. You know, they're hardly mentioned at all. If you read books about the Dust Bowl, you don't see too much about the Native Americans, at least during the time of the Dust Bowl. I thought that was something that needed to be addressed, so I contacted the Choctaw tribe, and they were very helpful in getting me to understand their culture and what they went through. Ironically, when I picked them because I discovered they were the first of the five tribes that were marched out of their homelands down there in Mississippi and Louisiana 100 years before the Dust Bowl, during what we call today the Trail of Tears. If they had the strength to endure the Trail of Tears, they certainly would have the strength to endure the Dust Bowl in their new homeland.
Earth below my blanket, sky above my head, just outside my vision, the night was turning red. Water is our lifeline, rain is like our blood. Why is our whole world dying? Lord, what have we done? But it's all right. We're still breathing. It's the thong go. We're not leaving. Air has come against us, clouds of Hummel roll. Listen to the wind song, singing from his soul. Fire has cooked our rabbits and lit our sky for years. We will not be beaten. We walk the trail of tears, but it's all right. We're still breathing. It's the thong go. We're not leaving, but it's all right. We're still breathing. It's the thong go. We're not leaving.
Thank you. Thank you.
How'd you happen to get into the Dust Bowl, the Dirty 30s, as I've heard them called? When was your dad born?
He was born in 1934.
Okay, so 1935 was Dust Bowl time, right? Yeah, how'd you happen to decide that you'd like to really make a go of something, you know, deep and historical like this?
It was actually a lucky accident. One day I was trying to write a song, this is like four years ago, writing songs for what would be this album now. And I wanted to write an old-timey song that sounded like it was written in the 30s. And back then, songs had a certain feel, a certain cadence. They didn't really have a separate chorus. They had a big, long verse, and the last line of the verse would typically be like the title of the song. And the theory of the song, when I was writing it, was like, I've been here and I've been there. I've done this and I've done that. I've heard this and I've heard that, but I've never seen the... And I just blurted out rain. But I thought that was a temporary lyric. I would change it, you know, because there's another song of a similar, like, Have You Ever Seen the Rain? It's a very famous song from the late 60s, right? Creedence Clearwater. So I figured I'll just change that. But no matter what I put there, nothing felt like that when I sang it. It felt like that was meant to be. So I said, I'm just going to lean into it and write a song about a big drought from the 1930s. Wait a minute, wasn't there? I didn't hardly remember anything from school. I remember that there was a Dust Bowl. But I went on the internet and I started researching. And I tell the story a lot, but it's true. My wife called me, and I was at the studio writing. This is like 11 in the morning when this happened. And I just started researching the Dust Bowl to refresh my memory, what two brain cells I had back from school, you know. And she called me and said, don't forget, you got to be home by 4 o'clock because we have a thing, whatever it was we had to do that night. I said, don't worry about it. A few minutes later, I'm researching and researching. I just got into it. I loved it. And the more I read, the more I just wanted to read. And now I was off, totally off on a tangent. I wasn't writing a song anymore. I couldn't get enough Dust Bowl history. She called me up a few minutes later and said, how's it going? I said, fine, don't worry. You don't have to give me a hard time, woman. I'll be home, like I said, at 4. She said, really? It's 7. It's 7 p.m. That's how entranced I was. But in those hours, I decided to make the whole album set in that world, not just the one song, but that I would write a whole work about it.
I've seen kings who were not free. I've seen lovers gazing at me. I've seen tracks without a train, but I've never seen the rain. I've known men with desperate hearts. I've seen comets dance among the stars. I've known slaves who broke their chains, but I've never seen the rain. We worked the land to death, me and my brother, till April 14, 1935. Oklahoma, you were like our mother. Oh my, I've never seen the rain. I've been hugged and I've been kissed. I've been knocked down by an angry fist. I've seen blizzards sweep the plains, but I've never seen the rain. Trials like this are bound to pass. Plow up all that prairie grass and tell it on the weather vane, 'cause I've never seen the rain. We worked the land to death, me and my brother, till April 14, 1935. Oklahoma, you were like our mother. Oh my, I've never seen the rain. No, I've never. No, I've never. I've never seen the rain.
Thank you. When I was young and writing songs, I think they couldn't possibly be as meaningful as the ones I write today, because I hadn't really gone through anything yet. Not much, not compared to now. So I think that informs your writing. It makes you, when you get older, you get a little bit seasoned and you've been through stuff. You've had big successes, you've had big setbacks, you've had tragedies, you've lost people in your life. And in fact, that might be my last song I do. It's about that whole issue of going through stuff, and that's what makes you who you are.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel that long ago. When I look back, it seems my road led right here all along. Faces of so many friends, love begins and never ends, like an old familiar song. Turn back the pages, I can't believe it's you. Turn back the pages, I can't believe it's me. When I was young, I pushed myself. I couldn't wait to see what life held in store for me. I thought I was invincible. Bloody shins and bruises were like sores to me. But right from the beginning, my parents showed me there's several kinds of winning. In 20 years, I can move a mountain, but not alone, not alone. In 20 years, I can make a difference, but not alone, not alone. This house was built on fire that burns in every heart's desire to leave something that lasts for 20 years. Faces like a tapestry, voices like a symphony. It's so alive. It's two steps ahead and one step back, but I know we're on the right track. Yes, I know we are. But right from the beginning, my parents showed me there's several kinds of winning. In 20 years, I can move a mountain, but not alone, not alone. In 20 years, I can make a difference, but not alone, not alone. This house was built on fire that burns in every heart's desire to leave something that lasts for 20 years. Doesn't feel that long ago. When I look back, it seems my road led right here all along. Faces of so many friends. Love begins and never ends, like an old familiar song. Turn back the pages, I can't believe it's you. Turn back the pages, I can't believe it's 20 years.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank our guest, Grant Malloy-Smith, for being with us this evening. Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production, and also those of you listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve this rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region in the South.
Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guest and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Once again, let's hear it for Grant Malloy-Smith.
All the kids with brand new clothes who made fun when you let them. They never had to walk to school there. Parents came to get them, and every time you watch them drive away, that's your fire. You always had to share a room with a sister or a brother. Though you fought, you always got kisses from your mother, and every night you closed your eyes and prayed. That's your fire, your fire. Your life, your times, all the hopes you hold inside. Cruel words you can't retract, love lost and then won back. These are all the things that feed the fire, your fire, your fire. First love, working up the courage just to stammer. Picked last when teams were cast, you know you smiled like it don't matter. And every time your heart just broke in two, that's your fire, oh, that's your fire. Porch talks with Grandpa, sun still bright at 7. He'd stand and take your hand. He said, I'll wait for you in heaven. First time you hear your father cry, well, that's your fire, your fire. Your life, your times, all the hopes you hold inside. Cruel words you can't retract, love lost and then won back. These are all the things that feed the fire, your fire. The dog you loved with all your soul, the nights you watched her puppies mourn. Years passed, she got old, kisses from your mother. Black eyes from schoolyard fights, stood up on school dance nights. Games lost and wounded pride, kisses from your father. He said, I'll wait for you. Oh, I'll wait for you in heaven. Your life, your times, all the hopes you hold inside. Cruel words you can't retract. Love lost, then won back. These are all the things that feed the fire. Your fire. Your fire. Oh, that's your fire. That's your fire.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Grant Malloy Smith for being with us tonight.
We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. More information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook.
The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.